Super Bowl fans have arrived in New Orleans ahead of the big game. The city expects over 100,000 people in town this weekend. As Matt Bloom with member station WWNO reports, many are noticing an extra layer of security in the tourist-friendly city.
Ahead of the NFL championship, fans are taking in the sights. Next to a line of mule-drawn carriages in the French Quarter, a group of Eagles fans from Philadelphia waits their turn to hop on a tour.
Great food, great architecture. I've taken a lot of pictures so far.
Danae Moreno is wearing a green and black jersey. She drove here as part of a family tradition of visiting Super Bowl host towns. She says another thing she's noticed is just how much law enforcement is around.
It definitely seems like there's more of a presence. It looks a little more than I saw in Vegas or even Arizona, because we happened to go to both the last couple years.
That's because officials have ramped up security after a driver intentionally plowed into a crowd here on New Year's Day, killing 14 and injuring dozens. Now over 1,000 officers from the National Guard, State Patrol, and local police have been deployed. They're visible on almost every street corner. On Bourbon Street, the state has installed new metal barricades to block cars at every intersection. No coolers or large bags are allowed, and military helicopters fly overhead. It's a big step up from the usual measures here, but fans say they appreciate it.
Well, right now I feel safe.
Chad Sylvie is visiting from Kansas City. He says he thought twice about coming after the attack, but his family didn't want to miss out.
My brother's coming down with his wife. My girlfriend's coming down. All my friends are going to get down here. We're going to have a good time and just kick it. I like New Orleans. It's fun.
Businesses are getting ready, too. Sean Flanagan is greasing a gas lamppost outside of his bar, Swig and Swine.
So that people can't climb up them.
He's hoping fans will spend money, though. January business was down by half after the New Year's Day attack.
New Year's Eve is usually the kickoff for busy season. And after what happened, it's been terribly slow for everyone out here. Everybody's hurting.
But he appreciates the extra security. Just off of Bourbon Street, Gianna McCarty is watching preparations from her front steps.
I think people are feeling they're bracing themselves.
She says it's strange to see armored cars and groups of armed soldiers right outside her house.
We're used to Mardi Gras parties. We're used to like crazy noise, but this is different. It feels different.
To try to diffuse the tension and boost the mood, the city held light shows, concerts, and food festivals all week ahead of its 11th time hosting the Super Bowl. For NPR News, I'm Matt Bloom in New Orleans.